Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Credit rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AC loans. Contact the credit union for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic oil and a Fram Ultra filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's a Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
Tommy Two Tone from the album What's That Number Again?
You give me something I can hold on to.
If that's not the name of the album, it should have been. I am Paul Harris, and it's time to play the Harris Challenge. We clear the early birds off the phones. And now John Beaver, who is filling in for Dan Strauss, will take your phone calls, and you can be a contestant if you haven't played in the last 30 days. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Dan's not here because he's off celebrating his birthday. Is he the same age I am, minus 8 days?
I think so. I think that is correct.
Well, in that case, he's reached the point in his life where no one needs to know his actual age. Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think 55 is right for him. That, I know it's right for me.
Has Do you guys been, get senior discounts yet at restaurants?
No.
What age is that? 60?
I'll let you know when I get there. I know movie theaters, it's like 60 or 62.
I know Dan is already getting those discounts.
I think he's getting a different discount. I know that when you're 50, the AARP tracks you down and starts sending you all sorts of stuff, and you can never stop that mail.
Yeah.
Never, ever,
Opt
ever.
Opt out, no opting out.
No, none. So Dan is off. John Beaver's here, and Ian's here, and so are you, and we're happy to have you along for the Harris Challenge. And now we meet our first contestant of the day. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Please call me Paul.
Well, hey, I love your show.
Well, thank you.
This is a kid. I listen to it all the time.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and now you're going to get a chance to play it.
No, that was my 10-second whatever.
Okay, that was your 5-second cheap plug opportunity?
Yes.
Okay. You'd think after all this time, inflation would have adjusted it to 10 seconds, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories are tumbling around like an old sock in a dryer somebody forgot to turn off. Now they come spilling out like you open up the door and you remove the little fabric softener sheet, and there's some lint, and oh, here's the sock, and it has all these questions and categories on it. And first one up today is, have you been paying attention? That's our weekly topical category. You can have that, or you can have body movies, or you can have places that start with R. Which one would you like, Pat?
The first one.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for those of you who have not played it before and maybe joining us for the first time, which we appreciate. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and when the clock starts rolling, we'll ask Pat a series of questions, starting with the one-pointer, usually the easiest, working our way to the five-pointer, usually the hardest. Pat can answer or pass on any of those questions, and if there's time before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, he can go back and pick up any that he has passed on. At the end of that 60 seconds, we will tally up Pat's points. And Pat, if you have gotten eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
The substitute prize man!
Thank you, Paul. One dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant in Cotterville.
Donuts.
A $20 gift certificate from Subliminal Subs.
I had lunch from Subliminal today. Really, really good, delicious subs. And I didn't even have a sub. I had a wrap.
Hey, that's right. You can choose both.
Yeah, delicious. There's one right here at Westport Plaza and several others all around the metro.
A pair of tickets from
Warenberg
Theaters. Plus a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
And here's the thing we added last week to the show. If you get all the questions correct, we call that a clean sweep, 15 points, then you win everything.
How about that?
A prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Now, as you know, Pat, because you've been listening to the Harris Challenge for a long time, that's the good side. The bad side, of course, is if you don't get to 8 points, if you get seven or less, if you get not to the halfway point or better, by federal law, I don't want to do this, but as a duly licensed radio operator, I have to do it. I would have to punish you. And you understand that that's the risk, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you been paying attention to the category, Pat? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country gave Edward Snowden temporary asylum this week?
Russia.
Correct. Who told a judge at his sentencing hearing this week, I'm not a monster, I'm a normal person, I'm sick?
I can't think of his name, but it's the guy that had the three gals that he kept up.
Yeah, we need his name, but you can pass and come back to it if you want.
Pass.
What substance will be legal for medical use in Illinois next year because of a bill signed by Governor Pat Quinn this week?
Marijuana.
Marijuana is right. For 2 points each, name the two U.S. states where gay marriage became legal this week.
Was it Connecticut and Massachusetts?
Rhode Island and Minnesota. According to a new study, where do 36% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 live?
Like Midwest?
36% of people between 18 and 34 live at home with their parents, a number that is higher than it has ever been in history. So let's see how you did here. Oh, by the way, the guy's name in Cleveland, his name was Ariel Castro.
Right.
Yeah. So, Pat, you got the one and the three, and unfortunately, you know that's less than seven. So I will have to punish you. And here to do that, we're going international this week with a group from Finland called Ilakalaiset. Let's all say that together.
Ilakalaiset.
Yeah. That's not the punishment, though. This is taking a Midnight Oil song and adding this.
Pakkasta 100 astetta, 7 metriä lunta, oli korva tunturin kupeella, kesällä loppu sodassa. Paeli, asepeli, lämpimikseen.
Sing along at home.
Tasapeli.
That's right, tasapeli.
Paeli.
Okay. Answering the question, how come no Finnish bands have made it in America? Like a lace it, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. By the way, on Ariel Castro getting 1,000 years in jail, was that it, for the 937 charges against him? Not the most a person has gotten in history. There was a guy from Alabama in 1981 sentenced to death for murdering his wife, his mother-in-law, and another guy. They went to jail. They went to the jury, and the jury gave him 2 life sentences plus 10,000 years in prison. 2 life sentences plus 10,000 years, also not a record. 1993, Tulsa, Oklahoma. A jury sentenced 2 rapists to a cumulative 6,475 years in prison. They got the conviction reversed. They had a new trial, and their sentences were quintupled. One of them got 11,250 years. Another one got 21,250 years. Also not a record. 1994, Charles Scott Robinson, an Oklahoma child rapist, and that's the lowest form of scum you can have, sentenced to 30,000 years in prison. One of the judges on the appeals court that looked at this said, you know, 30 years from now, there might not be a mankind. This is absurd. But the 30,000-year sentence stood, but was not a record. That goes to a Spanish mailman named Gabriel Granados, who in 1972 was charged with failing to deliver the mail. 42,768 letters he didn't deliver. They gave him 9 years for each letter for a total of 384,912 years in prison. That's a little much. The child rapist only got 30,000 years.
Really? Just not delivering the mail?
Yeah, that seems ridiculous. It seemed ridiculous to the appeals court, too. They knocked it down to 14 years and 2 months.
Oh, well, there you go.
Let's meet our next contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I wish you got more airtime. I'm not AM in the PM. And to a story you talked about 3 weeks ago, if I ever threw up in a cab and they tried to make me pay $150, I'd tell the company it was a cab driver's fault that I threw up for driving so bad. You ever been in a cab?
Many times.
They don't drive so well sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we call in the comedy business a callback.
Thank you.
Bob, here are the categories. Body movies, places that start with R, or we add a new third category for you called hits of the 80s.
Oh, this is tough. I'll go with hits of the 80s.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which group did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Pass.
Which group did Karma Chameleon?
That would be the Culture Club.
Correct. Which group did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
Pass.
Which group did Girls on Film?
Pass.
Chose the category of his own free will.
I did.
Category, question five. Which group did Come On, Eileen?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Which group did Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
The Archies? I know it's wrong.
Wham.
Wham.
Which group did Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
I know the songs, I just can't think of the groups. I guess I'm going to have to be punished.
You can take Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Girls on Film, or Come On, Eileen.
Can't think of any other group.
Well, then we'll just throw everything over here. The Sweet Dreams Are Made of This was the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. Girls on Film would be Duran Duran. Come On, Eileen. Ian?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Correct. And Bob, all you ended up with was 2 points for Culture Club, which means you have to hear from a band that wasn't nearly as big as any of those. Once again, from Finland, please welcome Ilakalaiset. All right, that's enough. You know, I remember when they played a gig and the manager said, "You guys are finished." And he said, "No, no, 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 we are finished." Sorry you had to hear that, Bob. But thank you very much for playing. Here comes our third contestant for today. Hello, Austin.
How you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay. 3 categories on the board: body movies, places that start with R, or the new third category, assorted stuff, which I think may be leftover questions from other categories in years gone by. Which one would you like?
Let's, Let's go with places that start with R.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Austin. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the smallest of the 50 states?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What was Olympic gymnast... Where was Olympic gymnast Nadia Comăneci born?
Romania.
Correct. Where is Carnival held each year?
Rio.
Correct. What mountain range has a Major League Baseball team named after it?
Rockies.
Correct. What state capital is closest to the nation's capital? I asked you first. Did you say Rochester?
Yes, I did.
Rochester, New York?
That's where I'm going with. That's not right, though, Rochester, why not?
Capital of New York is Albany. The closest would be Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia.
But here's the good news, Austin. You got the 1, 2, 3, and 4, 10 points. You're a winner.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on, and Bea will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Say hi to my wife and daughter, and let's go Buffalo Bills.
Well, if you're going to say hello to your wife and daughter, they would like to have their names said.
Leah and Sailor.
Okay. We have two categories left, body movies or assorted stuff.
Let's do the movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Eric. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Kevin Costner protect in The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. What was the profession of William Hurt's character in Body Heat?
I don't know. Yeah.
In what movie did Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin share a body?
Body Double?
It was called All of Me.
Okay.
Who directed Melanie Griffith in a movie actually called Body Double? Was it Brian De Palma, Barry Sonnenfeld, or Steven Soderbergh?
Steven Soderbergh.
Brian De Palma. In what 1978 movie do a group of people discover the human race is being replaced one by one with clones devoid of emotion?
Can you repeat that?
In what 1978 movie do a group of people discover the human race is being replaced one by one with clones devoid of emotion?
I pass.
Well, we're going to run out of time before I can ask you the William Hurt question again. William Hurt was an attorney in Body Heat. Very, very sexy movie.
Okay.
And the one with the clones devoid of emotion was the radio station I used to work for.
No, wait a minute. No,
but the movie that was based on that radio station was Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Okay.
Eric, you only got 1 point for Whitney Houston. And yes, I'm sorry, that means you also have to enjoy the song stylings from Finland of Like a Laser.
Kaikki joskus vielä kostetaan, Jägermeisteri plotrataan.
You know, if you Shazam this, Shazam says, I have no freaking idea.
Kairalla parkuva.
Why is he so mad? Oh, because the bed is burning, I understand.
Pakkaukopartio, peitikut ja puterit mukana.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I always thought of Finland and Finnish as a nice, gentle, soothing kind of country. I may be wrong. I know they have the best education system in the world.
Yes.
But that guy sounds really pissed.
They sound, the same kind of thing with the German language.
Yeah.
You always sound angry.
Yeah, for some reason. let's see. Eric, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just a happy birthday to my youngest son, Ryan. He turned 4 on the 31st. So that's about it.
Happy birthday, Ryan. The category up here on the board, Jim, is assorted stuff. No two questions about any particular thing. So let's play the Harris Challenge. On average, is it warmer at the South Pole or the North Pole?
South Pole.
Did you say north or south? I couldn't hear you.
South.
South is wrong. It's north. What was the tallest building in the world, when a B-25 bomber accidentally crashed into it in 1945?
Funny thing, I was just there last weekend at the Empire State Building.
Correct. Approximately how many tennis balls are used during the 2 weeks of Wimbledon? 4,200, 42,000, or 420,000?
I'll go 42.
You're correct. Which is the first word of the preamble to the United States Constitution?
We.
Correct. We the people. For 1 point each, name five of the seven deadly sins.
Covet thy neighbor's possessions, adultery.
No, you're going to the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
We wanted the seven deadly sins.
They're kind of the same thing.
There's in the Venn diagram of life, they overlap a little bit.
Yes.
We have pride, covetousness.
Oh, yeah.
Lust, gluttony, anger, envy, and sloth.
Sloth's my favorite.
Poor little sloth. Always last on the list. And you know why? Too slothful. Jim, let's see. By the way, the North Pole averages minus 21 Fahrenheit. The South Pole, minus 56. Those of you who are keeping track on your home thermometers. Jim, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4. And that's 9 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
We end the week with 2 winners out of 5, and that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Let's take a look at traffic, see how the roads are, Tim.
Well, we had to land due to rain, and it's causing some problems now out on the highways. If you're traveling on westbound 44, you're going to find some slow pockets from, looks like, around Laclede Station, out through Elm, Berry Road, and then it's heavy again from Miraz out to Highway 141. Southbound 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. We've got some ramp restrictions from northbound 270 near Highway 40, the accident blocking a ramp, I believe, onto Highway 40. And then on westbound 70, look for the normal slowdown from 270 out to the Blanchett Bridge, but you're heavy approaching Cave Springs through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, and again from Lake St. Louis Boulevard, a little slow pocket here and there out through Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back-to-school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back-to-school list, like 5-star notebooks, Avery binders and dividers, Post-it notes, and more. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better. Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Puck by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks the tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I want my hair to stop falling out.
I'm sick of looking at my scalp.
I am done with thin, damaged hair.
I need my hair back.
I want thick hair, full volume.
I want the hair I used to have.
Ladies, we know what you want and have what you need. If you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair, we're about to send you a groundbreaking system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caronique. To try it, call 1-800-900-3481 in the next 10 minutes. The Caronique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair, effectively fighting hair loss. This system will give you fuller hair with incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. Women, it's time to be proud and take back your hair. To try Caronique, call 1-800-900-3481 in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again, but hurry. Supplies are limited. That's 1-800-900-3481.
Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the pair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with 2 locations on Manchester Road in the Pear and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mom and Hunter Green carpeting.
If your child has trouble paying attention, then we need you to pay attention right now, because the next 60 seconds could change your child's life. If your child can't focus, if they're struggling in school, or they spend hours trying to finish daily tasks, you need to know about a recent breakthrough. A brain training method that's been turned into a captivating video game for kids between age 6 and 12. And right now, we're giving away a demo from iFocus absolutely free. Just call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-500-0271. Developed by leading brain experts and concerned educators, this cutting-edge game automatically adapts to your child's learning speed. Simply playing the game helps your child focus and finish tasks with ease. It can deliver a dramatic improvement in attention, and it's been honored with over 12 awards. No tutors, no classes, just play. For your absolutely free demo, call toll-free 1-800-500-0271. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-500-0271.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's Vape Lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified Joytech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at supremenicotine.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
This is Dr. Michael Jones. Listen to my show, Eye on Health, Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 to find out about healthcare, health insurance, and medical technology. That's Saturdays 5 to 6 on the Big 550.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, and that music means it's time to bring in Mike Evans, who is brought to you each day of this time by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, personally endorsed by me. And I know Frank has had them do work at his place as well. So if it's good enough for us, you know it's good enough for you. In fact, it's too good for us and just good enough for you. Thompson Price Kitchen, Baths, and Home. Check out the showroom on Manchester and DePere, or visit the website to see what they've done for other people at thompsonprice.com. And now let's welcome Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
That's right.
Happy Friday, Mike.
Hey, happy Friday. We start off with a pop quiz question. He is one of Hollywood's biggest dog lovers. Runs his dog every day. Little terrier named Foxy. Just loves his dog to death. Is it Matthew McConaughey? George Clooney? Hugh Jackman? Answer in just a minute. Ellen DeGeneres will host next year's Oscars. She's done it before. I think she's great. I like Ellen DeGeneres.
I do, too.
I think she's very funny.
She'll be much better than McFarlane was.
Absolutely. Two movie reviews. Smurfs 2 is a cookie-cutter sequel, plain and simple, made just for little kids. So take them. They'll like it more than you will. But, hey, it's a kid's movie, rated PG. It is 91 minutes. It is 2 stars. The other film is Lindsay Lohan's The Canyons, about a creepy dude that has a trust fund to make movies. Lindsay plays the girlfriend, and she's actually pretty good in this movie. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Everybody and everything else about this film is horrible. Rated R, 117 minutes, 1 star.
You know, my wife and daughter just watched Mean Girls again the other night.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, and Lindsay Lohan was really good in that.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw it, I saw it because I like Tina Fey and she wrote it and she's in it. And I thought, Lindsay Lohan, I thought, this girl is going to have a career.
Yeah, there you go.
And wasn't it right after that that she started screwing up her career, Mike?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Lindsay last night did the Chelsea Handler late night TV show.
Yeah.
It'll air on the 5th. She was straight, and she was great. She did a great job.
Let me ask you about that movie, The Canyons. What went wrong there? Was it just because she's so much trouble that nobody with any kind of real career wanted to be involved in it?
Yeah, they brought her on because she couldn't get arrested at the time, and they thought it would do the movie good because the script's bad. James Dean, the porn star, is the other guy, is the other name, if you want to call that in it. The whole thing's just bad. Horrible script.
Just to get terrible. Exposure
she
from
never
her
should
name.
Have done it.
Yeah.
By the way, Lindsay got a big weekend this weekend. She'll be in New York all weekend long. Then she will go to Europe to promote that hideous movie, Canyons. First time in 3 months she's been out and about by herself in New York City. Like I say, it's a big test, a big weekend for Lindsay Lohan. Music notes, 2 just found duets featuring Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury singing together, of Queen, of course, have been discovered, and both songs are good. I've heard them both. I especially like the one called There Must Be More to Life Than This. How ironic that that's the song and that name would be sung by Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury. The two songs will be released to the public late October, early November.
Yeah, I say I heard them. They're good.
They're good. They're very good. Couple of odds and ends for you. We start off with still waiting for the shoe to fall on Alex Rodriguez. But is it true? Alex's agent is already talking to teams in Japan. You know, they would pay him a lot of money to play there if he's suspended for the rest of this year and next year. Could probably play in Japan, keep in good shape, even though he's will be 40 by the time he got back, if it's only that long. I think it's going to be lifetime. So we'll see. Paris Hilton will soon open a chain of Paris boutiques, only in the very high-rent district, on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, on Fifth Avenue in New York, Caesars Palace Vegas, the Miracle Mile in Chicago, and London and Paris. She will only sell her own brand of perfume, accessories, makeup, jewelry. They'll be small, and insiders say people will line up to get in. This ka-ching for Paris Hilton. And it turns out Anthony Weiner's sexting partner, Sydney Leathers, is a professional escort. She admits that she dates older men for money, but says there's no sex involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get the number from, Elliot Spitzer?
Yeah, really. And the answer to the pop quiz question, who's the dog lover? Dog is a little terrier named Foxy. Is it Matthew McConaughey, George Clooney, or Hugh Jackman?
Well, since Dan Strauss is out today, John Beaver's sitting in, we're going to give him the first shot.
George Clooney.
Ian?
McConaughey.
Hugh Jackman.
The answer is Matthew McConaughey. And finally, it'll Aloha Friday. Hey. No, we're doing Monday. Hey. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. I want you Cardinals to get all your winning done before the Dodgers come in next week. Alili Okalani, Lani, Ani, Oke, Aloku, and a cock, and a hawk, and a hui, hui, ho. Chua, Kami, Kai, Hu. Lamanano, Kamiki, Kaka, hui, ho.
Mike Evans brought to you every day at this time by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, online at thompsonprice.com. Holy cow, we roll right along into our list of knuckleheads in the news for today. You know the expression, never bring a knife to a gunfight?
Yes.
In Portland, Oregon, Derek Mosley brought a baseball bat to a gun store. It happened at Discount Guns, where he used the bat to smash a display case and remove an unloaded handgun. That got the attention of the store manager, who pulled out a loaded handgun and told Mosley to lie on the floor. Then he called 911, told the police dispatcher he had the gun pointed at the suspect and would keep him in the store until the deputies arrived. Mosley was taken into custody without incident. Oh, by the way, in addition to bringing the baseball bat to the gun store, Mosley was, in fact, also carrying a knife. Richmond, Kentucky, Christina Lynn Bratcher thought it would be a brilliant idea to post taunts on the official police department Facebook page. At the time, she was wanted for questioning in regard to a shoplifting incident at a nearby Walmart. Richmond police used the department's Facebook page to post information about various arrests and crimes, as well as ask the community for help with identifying suspects shown in security video footage or stills from the video feed. In this case, Richmond police had specifically posted Bratcher's picture on the page, along with details about the shoplifting incident in which $117 worth of merchandise was stolen. When Bratcher discovered the post on Facebook, she immediately started posting angry comments directed towards the police and members of the community, and left a comment specifically, "Catch me if you can. I've got mad pants." I guess that's what she took from the Walmart. In response, the cops used Facebook to look at Bratcher's profile page, which gave them clues about where she might live and hang out. And in just a few hours, they located and arrested her. And then, you know, she's not the first one to taunt the cops. I went back and checked a few things on Google. Back in May, Sam Greenwood posted "Catch Me If You Can" underneath his mugshot on the Facebook page of the police department in Rochdale, England. 12 hours later, law enforcement officers arrested him and posted on their Facebook page to him, "Caught you. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to jail." As a follow-up comment. Then there was James Tyndall, who last summer taunted his probation officer with the same "Catch Me If You Can" phrase. The PO watched Tyndall's Facebook page, discovered his location using comments and photos on the site, and Tyndall was quickly arrested in Alabama and transported to Oregon to face charges and ultimately sentenced to an additional 2.5 years in prison, in addition to being forced to pay the state for the transportation costs related to his arrest in Alabama. Taunting the cops? Not so much. Now we go to South Korea, where video of a woman spectacularly failing her driving test within 7 seconds is proving an online hit. This went viral. The dashboard camera shows the car stationary at the start of her driving test, and then it quickly veers off the road toward a hill, rolls on its side, and completely flips over in 7 seconds. The driving examiner yells repeatedly at the woman, who clearly doesn't know what to do and is not following his directions. According to some YouTube users who speak Korean, the woman taking the driving test says, "What do I do? What do I do?" And the driving instructor says, "Damn it, I said press the brakes. What are you doing? You don't even know what pedal you're pressing. I'm going to go crazy. Get out of this car." And then they're upside down and he's pulling her out. The clip has drawn more than 500,000 views on YouTube. And we finish in Tangerang, Indonesia, with a guy by the name of Kojek Mista. He and four accomplices, armed with swords, guns, and knives, broke into a house after scaling a wall, rounded up all the adult occupants who were awake, tied them up. But the Fuhrer woke up the baby. So Kojek Mista, asked the mother to make the kid stop crying. The mother said her daughter was hungry, but she couldn't feed her because the burglars had tied her up. So Mista went in the kitchen and made some formula and cradled the baby as he fed it. And when the girl had eaten and fallen back asleep, the thief put the baby to bed and escaped with his accomplices and over $5,000 worth of items from the house. We know all of this because the mother told police about it. And because Mista confirmed it after he and the other burglars were arrested. And when police asked him why he took the time to take care of the baby, he explained, I have a daughter and I don't like to hear her cry, so when this baby woke up, I just did what I would do at home, cradle it and feed it. Oh,
that's beautiful.
You're under arrest. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm Paul Harris. Listen for my syndicated show, America Weekend, on most of these KTRS stations Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight. And I'll meet you back here next week on the Big 550 KTRS.
One more check of traffic. Let's see how the rain has affected the roads today, Tim.
Well, let me give you the good highways. 55 southbound. That's about it. And everything else is pretty messed up. If you're traveling westbound 64, you've got stop-and-go traffic from the Science Center through Clayton Skinker. Get this, from 270 all the way out through Highway K, you're going to run into bumper-to-bumper stop-and-go traffic. You're slow again, Winghaven through Highway 70. Westbound 70, slow from the Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge, west of Cave Springs to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and then Lake St. Louis Boulevard. We're going to call it midway between Lake St. Louis Boulevard and A out through Highway 40. Now, westbound 370, you had a slow pocket west of Elm through Truman. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Southbound 270, the same thing, stacks up from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, a little heavy from Mraz through 141. And southbound 141, you are slow from Big Bend down through Highway 44. And we also had some heavy traffic on northbound. Let's see here. Is that, yeah, it's northbound, or westbound, we'll call it, the Page Extension from the Veterans Bridge up through Highway 94. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has all you need for back to school, from backpacks to snacks. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of local competitors. Printed ad for same product. Not valid for Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer is here, and it is time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center at 2651 Barrett Station Road, between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Right now, select gallon perennials are only $4.99 while supplies last. Beat the summer heat by planting a large shade tree. Choose from red maples, zelkovas, and hornbeams. If you need privacy for your pool or patio, plant large green giant arboretas, Norway, or blue spruce and specimen holly trees. Any purchase of hardy trees and shrubs installed by Sherwood's Forest is guaranteed in full for 2 years. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station Road, between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, just west of I-270. Call them at 966-0028 or see their website at sherwoods-forest.com. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days a week.
Home and garden show face, making beautiful gardens come alive.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit FuelRewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Chevy Model Year-End event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, dude. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
From ABC News.